Hi, my name is Matt Cruikshank, and I'm a doodler for Google.
Besides having perhaps the coolest job title ever, Matt Cruikshank has a message for creative young people looking to go on to college. Show us your doodles. First, for the two or three people who may not know what a Google Doodle is, it's the company logo that shows up on the main homepage, but changed to honor a specific person, place, or thing.
Well, a Google Doodle for us is a chance to experiment and to celebrate a famous inventor or someone that did something very special in the world, and we feel that deserves a chance to surprise and delight people that visit the homepage. So it actually could be a complete surprise. It's either someone they know or it's someone that they don't know. And it's really just to bring a little bit of fun and information to people's lives. So it could be a mixture of education and entertainment.
There have been doodles honoring everything from Dr. Martin Luther King to Star Trek. And this is the seventh year that the company is opening up the homepage to one talented student.
So the competition this year is that we're setting up an idea that sort of how can you make the world a better place? So it's a great broad spectrum for anybody to come up with an amazing invention or perhaps celebrate someone that's close to them or an important story in their life. And to explain that through colors and shapes and logos and drawing. And then actually we reward the winners with a scholarship. So we sort of invest back into art.
The topic of last year's competition was My Best Day Ever. It was won by Sabrina Brady of Sparta, Wisconsin.
A girl whose father had been away at war, so that was actually quite a serious topic. And that was something that her best day was actually when he came home. So that was a beautiful moment where she was running through the airport to meet her. Meet her father. So she had managed to sort of illustrate that. And that's something which I guess, you know, the idea was very, very strong. And that really seemed to strike a chord as well.
Students can enter by submitting hand drawings or computer generated images, but they must be original ideas because it's the ideas that are being judged, not the quality of the artwork. Matt Cruikshank says the judging will be done by a very diverse group of people.
Well, we have a sort of select panel that we choose of sort of famous people or not so famous people, as well as doodlers that get involved and run through, because we get a lot of submissions. But the actual final ones come down to a panel which I'm sure gets announced closer to the time, but often involves a lot of kind of famous artists, perhaps people from animation or maybe someone from film, as well as musicians. Basically sort of quite diverse judges from different walks of life. So there may be a photographer, or there might be a sculptor, or there might be a filmmaker, or even a dancer, for instance. So just anyone creative that can sort of look at it and judge.
The Doodle for Google competition for students K through 12 is going on now through March 20th. The winning entry will be featured for a full day on the Google front page. The winning student will get a $30,000 college scholarship and a $50,000 technology grant for their school. You can find a link to more information and the entry page on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.